This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mongolian President Kurelsukh Ukna held delegation-level talks in New Delhi, exchanged MOUs for cooperation in the fields of humanitarian aid, restoration of heritage sites, immigration, geology and mineral resources, cooperative promotion and digital solutions. On this occasion, both the leaders jointly released the commemorative stamps marking the 70th anniversary of India and Mongolia's bilateral relations. Later, addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said, India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens. He said India would also sponsor the annual visit of young cultural ambassadors from Mongolia to India.
हम दोनों देश फ्री ओपन इंक्लूसिव और रूल बेस्ड इंडो पैसिफिक का समर्थन करते हैं ग्लोबल साउथ की आवाज को सशक्त करने के लिए भी हम मिलकर काम करते हैं भारत और मंगोलिया के संबंध केवल राजनयिक नहीं है ये हमारे बीच आत्मीय और आध्यात्मिक बंधन है हमारे संबंधों की असली गहराई और व्यापकता हमारे पीपल टू पीपल टाइज में दिखाई पड़ती है
Prime Minister Modi said India has been a steadfast and reliable partner in Mongolia's development. He said the oil refinery project being built with India's $1.7 billion line of credit will provide a new boost to Mongolia's energy security. The political activities for the Bihar Assembly elections are picking up speed with both the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and the Grand Alliance gearing up for the contest. BJP has released first list of 71 candidates for Bihar Assembly polls. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will contest from Tarapur and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sinha from Lakhisarai seat. Bihar Health Minister Mangal Pandey has been fielded from Sivan Assembly constituency. On the other hand, in the Grand Alliance, no progress has been made on seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress, resulting in the lack of a final agreement. Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion over the next 5 years, its largest artificial intelligence AI hub at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. The announcement was made during the Bharat AI Shakti event held in New Delhi. Replying to a social media post of Google CEO Sundar Pichai on the launch of Google AI Hub, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the initiative will ensure delivering cutting-edge tools to our citizens, boosting digital economy and securing nation's place as a global technology leader. Speaking at the Bharat AI Shakti event, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Hub will contribute to the India AI mission in many ways.
This AI hub will be a very important contribution to the AI mission goals in three different ways. First, skilling. We all know that AI is fundamentally changing the way the world moves today. Under such circumstances, there is a serious concern among a lot of IT professionals of what their jobs will be, where they would, how their lives will be impacted. So it's very important for all of us, especially the industry, to reskill and upskill our IT professionals in a major way. I would request Google to help the IT industry in that.
Union Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced that the centre has approved Punjab's revised proposal for the reconstruction of 36,703 houses damaged in recent floods. Each affected family will receive 1.6 lakh rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. Union Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal today inaugurated the Live Cases Dashboard of Legal Information Management and Briefing System, LIMBS, in New Delhi. Talking to the media, Mr. Meghwal said that through this dashboard, the government has developed an information mechanism that provides details of all cases scheduled to be heard in the next 7 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty closed over 0.3% down today. The Sensex lost 297 points to close at 82,029. In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 7 wickets in the final test of the two-match series at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. With this victory, the hosts have registered a clean sweep over the West Indies 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.